Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bartow Sports Zone. It's time to get you into the zone, your source for local coach interviews and local sports news information and local sports talk. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. I'm joined today by members of the Bartow Sports Zone Bench Warmers. We'll have Alan Sanders in the WBHF studios and David Coleman and Jackson Hyde on the Zoom connection. Who knows? We may hear from some of our other BSC Bench Warmers as well. No guests this week with the schools on a holiday break, but we'll catch up on some of the local sports scene and talk about some college football and the bowl season. A reminder that you can always find us online at bartowsportszone.com. That's where you get your daily local sports news and updates. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Bartow Sports Zone. And our free podcast downloads are available wherever you download your podcast. Just search for Bartow Sports Zone Podcast. We're brought to you by Blackstone Realty, Styles Auto Care, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, Rooks Roofing and Exteriors, Schottenkirk Honda, Latitude Blue, Day Chevrolet, Sidelines Grill, All-Star Roofing, Elite Stone Supply, and Three Way Campers. Well, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And I want to welcome in our members of the BSZ team. Alan Sanders back in the WBHF studios. He's been holding down the fort this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, you. Good morning, everybody. And yes, Merry Christmas.
David Coleman on the Zoom connection.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
And Jackson Hyde on the Zoom connection with us this morning also.
Good morning, Merry Christmas, and go Jackets.
There you go. They've got a big game tonight. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Well, let's catch everyone up a little bit on the late fall and winter sports updates. Start out with swimming for the local schools. Cartersville won a quad meet that included Woodland and Cass earlier in the month. Also in early December, the Adairsville boys finished ahead of Woodland and Cartersville in their Tiger Plunge event. And the Cartersville girls finished ahead of Adairsville and Woodland in that same event. So it appears to be pretty close between Cartersville, Adairsville, and Woodland as far as who is the top team in Bartow County as they continue to kind of find their way and get athletes into their specific events. We will tell you that the Bartow County Championship for swimming is coming up on January the 6th. So all four of the local teams will go head-to-head in that event up at the Adairsville Natatorium. The wrestling scene for local teams, it's really starting to come to a head. Teams use the month of December to try to figure out their best lineups and build some depth at the various weight classes. The local teams have enjoyed quite a bit of success at various tournaments so far this season against some quality opposition. In fact, Woodland just won a huge 45-team tournament at Berkmar last weekend. The next big event that will involve, usually involves all of the local schools, Cass will be hosting the what they call the Gorilla Duels next Friday, December the 29th, out there in White. And Jackson, I know you follow the local wrestling scene quite a bit. All of the local teams have shown some early success again.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun next couple months here, Charles, to watch all four of these teams, Cartersville, Adairsville, Woodland, and Cass. All four are state tournament team-wise units. I think they'll all you'll all see them in the top eight when things are done.
Yeah, the Cartersville program has really come on the rise of late with Coach Rosario. And, of course, Cass and Woodland have been at the top of their classification pretty consistently for the last, seven, 8 years, Jackson.
Yeah, they have. You know, Woodland kind of stole the show there for several years in a row. Cass here recently in the past few years winning some state championships. It's been fun to watch our wrestling program, and like we've said in the past, it all starts with our youth programs here in Bartow County. Kids are kids are getting in on the mat younger and younger, and that's proving its worth at the high school and the college level for kids in this area.
Yeah, and a lot of the high-end wrestlers that have had a lot of success out there, even beyond the high school level, they seem to come back and work with some of that youth. And I know the county has started its own youth program with the recreation department, and wrestling it's always had the independent or private classes or programs, if you will, Jackson, but it just continues to grow.
It does. It does. And it's good to see, because that's a good sport. It's a good discipline to learn. It'll help these kids in regardless of what tasks they try to accomplish in adulthood, that the skills and attitudes they learn in wrestling is important.
Yeah, I would encourage any of our listeners out there, if you've not been to an actual event, it is not TV wrestling like you see with the turnbuckles and the ropes around the mat. It is quite an interesting sport, a lot of strategy involved and a lot of specific knowledge that you have to have to have success. I've jokingly, when we've interviewed our wrestling coaches over the years, I've talked about the similarities between golf, understanding certain kinds of specific tasks in golf with wrestling. And that's always a funny kind of connection. Let's take a break here on Bartow Sports Zone. We come back, we'll talk about local basketball.
If you're like most people, your home or business structure is your biggest investment, and your roof is its first line of defense. When storms are just the natural wear and tear of time create issues for your roof or gutters, call on Bartow County's only master elite roofer, All-Star Roofing, with free same-day inspections and estimates. Contact All-Star Roofing at 770-655-0911 or find allstarroofs.com online. Rest easy under the stars when it's an all-star roof.
'Twas just days before Christmas when the big guy exclaimed,
"Whoa, ho, ho, get today's Chevrolet in Ackworth! I want everyone to save!
$8,500 off Silverado 1500s. Could that really be? Yes, it can. Just get here and see. But don't drag your feet. Don't wait till Christmas Eve. $8,500 off Silverado is real, as long as you believe. So dash away. Dash away. Find new roads today at Day's Chevrolet in Ackworth, where everyone saves.
Whoa, ho, ho, Merry Christmas!"
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone on Friday morning. Glad to have you here. I'm Charles Wilson, along with Alan Sanders, David Coleman, and Jackson Hyde. We're on the Zoom connection this morning, bringing you a little local update on the high school basketball scene. Now, let's first take a look at girls basketball, where Adairsville is now 6-4. They're 3-1 in Region 6 AAA, off to a pretty good start. They'll be hosting their own Christmas tournament next week, December the 28th through the 30th. So that's where the Lady Tigers are at this juncture of the season. The Lady Canes of Cartersville are 4-6 on the year. They lost to the Class 5A number one team, Maynard Jackson, on Monday down at the Carrollton tournament. They then backed that up with a big one-sided win on Tuesday afternoon over Gainesville. They'll be playing are Murchie on December the 28th when they return to action after the Christmas holiday. The Cass Lady Colonels are still in action. They'll play in a championship game tonight over at the Jackson County, or rather the Madison County Christmas tournament. They lost to Paulding back on Tuesday, but then beat Winder Barrow last night in the semifinals of that four-team event at Madison County. They'll play in the championship this game, or this evening They'll either take on the host Madison County or a team out of South Carolina. Those two were going at it last night pretty late, so I have not updated that yet, but I do know the Cass girls are in the championship game this evening at 6 o'clock. And then Cass will also be in action at the Jackson County Christmas Tournament. That's on December the 28th through the 30th. The other team, the Woodland girls, off to a 6-4 start prior to the Christmas break. They have one more non-region game before they jump into the region slate. They'll play at Bowden on January the 6th. On the boys' side, the Adairsville boys are off to a 4-6 start overall. They're 2-2 in their region, 6AAA. They took a loss last night to Pickens at the Fannin County Christmas Tournament. Their next game will be against Chattooga when they begin hosting their holiday tournament, as we mentioned, that takes place December the 28th through the 30th. The Cartersville boys are 3-8 on the year so far. They lost to Northwest Whitfield on Monday night. They fell 70-69 to North Murray on Tuesday. But last night, they beat Gilmer County by 6 points. Their next game will be at home against North Paulding on January the 3rd. The Woodland boys are 5-6 on the year. They play at Northwest Whitfield on Friday, December the 29th, and they'll close out their non-region slate at Bowden on January the 6th. Cass is at 1-6. They lost at Paulding County on Tuesday night. They'll try to pick up some wins next week at the Christian Heritage Holiday Tournament up in Dalton. That takes place on December the 28th through the 30th. So there's your catch up and your summary of our local girls basketball teams and our local boys basketball teams at this point in the early basketball season. Of course, Jackson, I'll come back to you real quickly again as we wrap this segment up. The basketball season is kind of a free-for-all out there as teams try to find their way in this early portion, but then come January, early in January, everybody jumps into that region schedule and it gets much tougher.
Yeah, they're trying to sort out the cards and the lineups and that type of thing. But, you know, Cass and Cartersville boys teams, obviously football kind of impacted the early part of their season with a lot of their players still occupied in the on the football field. And don't let the Lady Hurricanes record fool you. You mentioned that Coach Boykin's group was 4-6, but they have played probably the toughest schedule in Georgia as far as women, girls basketball is concerned. So
that is correct. That is a
super good basketball team. I'm looking forward to watch that group play this year.
Let's move on to college football now. It's that bowl season time of year, but man, there's so much activity at the college level right now. Lots of attention this week for every college football program out there. We had what has become the major signing day on Wednesday. So a lot of activity out there, Jackson.
Yes. You know, with the evolution of the transfer portal, this early signing day has really turned out to be the one. It's a lot of these kids want to get their paperwork in so they secure them a spot on the roster of their choice. So it's been a fun week, been an interesting week, a lot of local kids signing. So it's been fun to pay attention this week.
Georgia loses quarterback Dylan Riola, who flipped to Nebraska. Of course, his dad played at Nebraska. His uncle is the offensive line coach for the Huskers. So you might have kind of seen that out there on the horizon ahead of time. But Georgia still finishes with one of the top-ranked recruiting classes, according to ESPN. They were second on the 247 composite, basically in a dead heat with Alabama, depending on how you look and how you calculate the numbers and what have you. But David, let's turn to you. The Bulldogs just kind of keep stacking talent. In fact, they signed 10% of the nation's top 100 players in this class. It's Kirby Smart's 7th top 4 class in a row.
It truly is amazing, and I don't think that they have the NIL dollars thrown at these kids. Basically, what I read about Bolden, he turned down more money to come to Georgia, so it really speaks to the culture that Kirby has developed and players that come to Georgia think that they're going to have an excellent opportunity to move on to the next level and make a lot of money. And that's a really nice advantage Georgia holds in recruiting.
Alabama is right there with them. They rose from the number four spot all the way to number one or number two, as we were talking about, however you want to calculate it, depending on the source that you follow. The Tide picked up the quarterback they wanted. They also flipped a running back, Kevin Riley from Miami. If you look at the rest of the list there, Ohio State and Texas are right behind the top two. You can even include Oregon in there if you look at the ESPN chart. So, Jackson, the rich just kind of keep getting richer.
Yeah, and that's, you know, deservedly so. I think if you determine or prove that you're a successful program on the football field, you know, kids are going to want to come play for you. They want to play for successful, winning programs. Teams are on TV and get all the pub, and hard to blame them. So it's you know, it's going to be that way. You know, we've seen Oregon develop over time, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, Alabama. Those are your blue bloods, been in the business for a long time and do it the right way. So it's it is what it is. And you know, but with the portal and the number of scholarships offered, parity does seem to work its way out. So it's I like it. I like the signing day. I wish the portal was a little more difficult to get into, but it is what it is.
We'll take a quick break here for some news at the bottom of the hour, and we'll come back. We'll touch on some more of this when we return. You're listening to Barco Sports Show.
This is Cartersville's own personal injury attorney, Zach Pritchard. Football season is an exciting time, but if a car, truck, or motorcycle wreck has tackled you behind the line, call us today and hand off that stress to us. We make sure your injuries are treated so that you can get back in the game and continue crossing those goal lines. Don't let insurance companies rush you with their tricks and tactics. With Pritchard Injury Firm's protection, you'll never come out of the pocket. So call me today, 470-420-4200, or Google us at PritchardInjuryFirm.com.
With agents Kenny Pearson, Christy Breedlove, Dana Arteaga, broker Ashton Willingham, and owner Calvin Evans, Blackstone Realty Group is your full-service real estate team for all of Northwest Georgia, providing attentive service for buyers, sellers, and investors on a wide range of real estate needs for all types of property and price ranges. Call Blackstone today to find or sell that special home, rental, or commercial property. Blackstone Realty Group, 770-382-6202, and online at blackstonerealty.net.
Hey, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care.
And just passing through on the retirement trail, Mac McKenzie.
Hey, Mac, what you been up to?
Oh, just getting ready to hit the road, and you guys really hooked me up at the audio and accessories department.
Really?
Yeah, installed a load-bearing hitch to haul the RV, a new stereo to cover road noise, and a backup camera. Now my wife doesn't have to yell at me when I'm backing up.
Wow, thanks, Mac. And just remember, at Styles Auto Care,
we can do almost anything to your vehicle except sell it.
Hi, this is Ivy Jordan. My husband Trey and I invite you to visit us at Latitude Blue under the Church Street Bridge in Cartersville. We are a unique custom designed pool builder offering Pebble Tech and Imagine Pools. Latitude Blue has a service department that can service and maintain your swimming pool and spa. We also have a full-service retail store stocked with products to increase your outdoor fun. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Latitude Blue, bringing families together one backyard at a time.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone as we head into our final half hour of this shortened edition of Bartow Sports Zone. We were talking about National Signing Day with the college football teams out there. We touched on Georgia and Alabama's strength, Ohio State, Texas, Oregon, some of the top teams that are out there and how they were successful again this week with their signing days. But let's touch on some of the biggest losers on signing day. I know that Florida went into the day with the number 10 class in most of the rankings, and then they fell to either 13th or 16th with some flips that left the Gators on signing day. It was even worse for UCLA. The Bruins were as high as number 17 in the rankings in some of the forums that are out there. They fell all the way to 60th. Colorado and Coach Prime – course, they emphasize the transfer portal, but their high school signings ranked last in the Big 12 as of Thursday after evaluating the signings on Wednesday. Some notables that are out there: Clemson, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Texas A&M. They all had top 15 classes. Michigan, who is in the playoffs this year, ranked 16th by ESPN, 17th by the 247 composite. And then I want to get to Georgia Tech for our friend Jackson Hyde. Georgia Tech at 35th by ESPN, but outside the top 50 by 247's composite. Their signing class ranked 12th of the 14 teams in the ACC. So, Jackson, let's let you touch on your Jackets. I know that their numbers were excellent as far as that is concerned. And you and I were talking off the air during the news break. They filled some needs.
They did. It was a heavy offensive line, defensive back class. The one notable that I will mention that, you know, he's not a local kid, but he was the number 18 quarterback in the nation out of South Lake Carroll in Texas, a team that he led them to the state championship. They lost the state championship game there in Texas. 6'7", 220 pounds, had offers from Texas A&M, had offers from Oklahoma, and he chose to come to Georgia Tech. So that was a good get for Brent Key.
David, we talked about some of those notables. I listed Clemson, Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas A&M. They always seem to be really steady in signing anywhere from, you know, maybe top 5 to 8 to top 15 kinds of classes, and that's why those teams are always in consideration when it comes to national rankings.
Yeah, and those teams all seem to be located in areas where they dominate their local state or their local region as far as appeal from the fan bases. And they obviously do a great job of hiring people that can relate with the kids. And you just see that over and over again. The teams that really hire coaches that are charismatic and can recruit, they're good every year. They it's all about the players.
We've got all of next week's show prior to the college football playoff semifinals. We'll kind of really zero in on those two games next week. If you'll join us next week on Bartow Sports Zone, but I had sent you guys a text earlier in the week. I found Bruce Feldman's article in The Athletic really interesting, where he went out and interviewed coaches. Some were head coaches, some were position coaches, some were coordinators. He went and he allowed them to remain anonymous in their responses so they would be more candid. And in that article, he talked to all the coaches or someone from all the SEC schools and someone from each of the Big Ten schools. And he was asking them about this Alabama and Michigan national semifinal that's coming up. So I found that article fascinating. If our listeners want to go out there and find that in The Athletic, really interesting information that came from those coaches who were held anonymous throughout the article, and the way that they broke it down and how they saw that matchup. So we won't go into our picks on those semifinals, but let's talk a little bit about what those coaches see when we come back to Bartow Sports Zone.
Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor supplies and power equipment, but did you know we repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawnmowers, Elite has the experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers, Hisun ATVs, Premier buildings, and Superior trailers, we have it all. At 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack, online at EliteStoneSupply.net. At Schottenkirk Honda of Cartersville on Main Street, we not only have all the new models like the Civic, Accord, Pilot, Passport, and CRV, but Schottenkirk also has the electrified Insight, Accord Hybrid, and Clarity plug-in. Schottenkirk has a large certified pre-owned inventory, and our award-winning staff can match your needs and budget with ease. We have the new Ridgeline pickup and the Odyssey minivan too, so give us a shot at Schottenkirk Honda online at HondaOfCartersville.com.
Rooks Roofing and Exteriors is your answer for all types of services for your home or commercial property. With free inspections and roof insurance claim assistance, Rooks Roofing is a GAF certified contractor completing repairs, storm damage, restoration, and full roof replacements. Rooks Roofing also offers gutter repair and installation along with many other exterior repair services. Call 678-249-7549 or visit RooksRoofing.com. Rooks Roofing, where the proof is in the roof.
For more than a decade, Hydro Pro Wash has been the experts in soft washing and exterior cleaning for your home and business. Trust Hydro Pro Wash to provide guaranteed quality service at a fair price. Cleaning building exteriors, roofing, driveways, decks, windows, and more. And always using environmentally friendly detergents that are safe for your landscaping. Call 678-764-3553. Find Hydro Pro Wash on Facebook or go to My Pressure Washing Pro.
Welcome back to Varco's Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here along with Alan Sanders, David Coleman, and Jackson Hyde this morning. Talking a little college football in this segment. We teased a little bit of the Feldman article this week on the Alabama-Michigan matchup. We want to go more in detail on that now. The SEC coaches that were interviewed anonymously, they were kind of at a consensus of saying that this is Nick Saban's best coaching job ever. They see them as the most improved team in the country. It's a team that was blown out by Texas, basically, and survived a slugfest with South Florida early in the year, but then kind of figured out what their quarterback could and could not do. The defense was always there. And basically those SEC coaches are saying that if Michigan can't run the ball against Alabama, it's over. And from the Big Ten perspective, which was quite different, they are still hung up on the sign stealing. And one coach even said, maybe it's a little tougher to beat people when you don't know what's coming. So their average margin of victory was 34 before the exposure and all the sign stealing information got out there, and then their margin of victory was only 12 points in their final four games, albeit against four of their best opponents, and that was also during Jim Harbaugh's suspension. So the consensus of the coaches in both of those conferences was most think Alabama's going to roll to a relatively easy win, Jackson.
Yeah, I would pick Alabama if I had me pick today who I thought would win the game. Whether or not it's going to be easy, I'm not sure. I do think Michigan plays very good defense. I think they've got a pretty good squad on that side of the ball. They're faster than they normally are. So I think the game may be closer than a lot of people think. But I think Alabama would have the edge.
David, do you see what these coaches are seeing?
Well, I always kneel down to Las Vegas odds makers because they make a living picking that. And, you know, they basically are moving towards toss-up area. I have to agree. I mean, Michigan's very one-dimensional. If they don't win the line of scrimmage, it could be a beatdown.
Guys, what would a Bama win do to the Florida State argument that they should have been included? I'll start with you, Jackson.
Well, I never once thought they should be included once Jordan Travis went down. I thought the committee got that pick right. I didn't necessarily agree with the Washington pick. I would have picked Georgia over that. But I think Alabama was one of the best four teams. And I think regardless of the outcome of that Michigan-Alabama game, if it's a close competitive ball game, I don't think anybody could have any argument over Alabama being in the Final Four.
David, your take on that. Would a Bama win over Michigan? What does that do to the Florida State argument?
Well, it it'll justify it in some sense. Of course, the Georgia-Florida State game, from what I'm reading, Florida State's not exactly enthused to be playing in the Orange Bowl. And what little bit I've read, Georgia is very focused on redemption. So if Florida State lets Georgia beat them by 25 points, there'll be nothing to say except for the Florida State fan base.
Well, let's face it, those bowl games that are not the playoff games, it all basically boils down, and we've watched a lot of that in the early bowl games. It boils down to which team's motivated to be there for whatever reason. You know, there's a wide variety of reasons why teams are interested to be in the game or not interested to be in the game. Movement of players, coaches, all those kind of factors are involved. And then moving to a 12-team college football playoff bracket beginning next year, I want to ask you this, Jackson, I'll start with you. Is it time to start thinking about doing away with the conference championship games? I mean, think how this year's Final Four might have been different without those championship games.
Yeah, it's if you're a SEC or a Big Ten conference, I think those are the two, and maybe the Big 12. Those, but definitely the SEC and the Big Ten need. If I'm in charge or had any say so, or if I was a head coach at one of those programs, I would not want to have a conference championship game. Now, if you're the ACC, it may take a conference champion to get into that Final 12. So I can see where it would help some conferences, but your big major conferences, I would agree with you, Charles. I don't know that it's a good idea to play the game.
Well, and I don't know that I'm saying they should not play the games. I'm just wondering how much interest is going to be there, you know, in these Power 5 conferences. A lot of times you're going to have two teams that are probably already going to have their positions locked into the national playoff, and I'm not sure what that's going to do to those conference championship games. David, I'll give you a quick 30 seconds to wrap that up.
Yeah, you know, you've got a banged up linebacking core, and you go into the game, you're the number one team in the country, and you're playing the number six team in the country, and you can't afford to be depleted. You're going to be resting players that you wouldn't normally rest, so you're not going to have a good outcome for your championship game. It's trouble. There's no doubt. I don't know what would happen. It makes so much money, so you wouldn't think it'd go away.
We'll see how that plays out as we move forward. That's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of Bartow Sports Zone. We'll have more chat just like this next week when we get a little closer to those Final Four games. Merry Christmas, everyone. See you next week.
Let Kelly and her staff pamper your pet at Kelly's Pet Grooming. Hey, everybody, Alan Sanders here. You can depend on Kelly's Pet Grooming, located on North Tennessee Street right here in Cartersville, where they've been keeping local dogs and cats and their owners happy for 30 years, right in Bartow. Let me tell you, as owner of many dogs over the years, there's nobody we've trusted more than Kelly. All grooming is appointment only, and standing appointments are available. Kelly also offers express grooming and walk-in nail clipping services for dogs and cats of all ages. Call Kelly at 770-382-9013. That's 770-382-9013. Making Cartersville beautiful, one pet at a time.